From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On a day voters are heading to the polls, political analysts are awaiting the final outcome of a number of key races. In Virginia, NPR is now projecting that Republican Bob McDonnell has defeated his Democratic challenger, Cree Deeds. Deeds losing to his GOP rival despite the public support of President Barack Obama. Polls have also closed in New Jersey, where Democrat John Corzine is in a tight three-way race with Republican Chris Christie and Independent Chris Daggett. NPR political editor Ken Rudin has more on that race.
The Democrats had a big dilemma in New Jersey. President Obama remains very popular. It's definitely a blue state. But having said that, the state has been going through a tough economic decline. The numbers for John Corzine have never been good. His unpopularity has always been over 50%. What Corzine has done, and done effectively, was to raise questions about the fitness of his Republican opponent, Chris Christie. Corzine knew from the beginning that he could not erase the negative numbers that the polls showed about his own handling of the state. So what he's done with a multi-million-dollar ad effort was to raise questions and suspicions about Chris Christie and whether he would be an appropriate governor for New Jersey.
NPR's Ken Rudin. Other closely watched elections include congressional races in New York and California, several mayoral elections across the country, including Boston, where AP is projecting incumbent Thomas Menino has won a fifth term. In Maine, a referendum asked voters to repeal a state law allowing gay couples to marry. As the clock keeps ticking, lawmakers' efforts to get a comprehensive health care plan approved this year appears to be differing in terms of viewpoints on whether that will actually happen. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus said today he thinks Congress can approve a measure before the year is out, though others, including Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, seem less confident. Reid, when questioned on the matter, said, quote, "We are not going to be bound by any timelines." General Motors says it has decided to keep its Opel division after months of complex negotiations with potential buyers and the German government. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has more.
A big part of GM's restructuring strategy was to shed underperforming divisions like Saab, Hummer, Saturn, and Pontiac, along with a majority stake in Opel. GM has sold Saab and plans to sell Hummer, and it's terminating Saturn and Pontiac. But negotiations to sell Opel were complicated by the need to get EU and German approval, as well as money to finance a restructuring. GM says it has decided to keep Opel, citing the improved business environment in Europe and GM's financial health and stability. The company will ask the German government for $3 billion in restructuring expenses. GM says that's significantly less than the amount requested by the other potential bidders, including the lead bidder, Canadian parts supplier Magna International. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 17 points today to close at 9,771. The Nasdaq gained 8 points. The S&P 500 rose 2 points today. This is NPR. Police officials in Cleveland are reporting the discovery of additional bodies at the home of the convicted rapist, where 6 bodies were found last week. According to local media reports, police found the remains of 4 more people, bringing to 10 the number of victims so far. Police say more bodies were found buried today in the backyard of the home where 50-year-old Anthony Sowell lives. A skull was found in the home's basement, along with a number of other bodies that were found in the house. Sowell is currently jailed and has already been charged with 5 counts of aggravated murder and rape, assault, and kidnapping. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is seeking a $250,000 settlement from the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency over a fuel spill 4 years ago that violated the Clean Water Act. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
The EPA estimates at least 39,000 gallons of diesel fuel leaked into a San Francisco Bay tributary during heavy rains in 2005. Federal investigators traced the spill back to a faulty hose attached to an underground storage tank at a bus yard operated by the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or MUNI. The EPA found workers at the yard ignored flashing yellow lights that signaled a breach in the storage tank and that they disabled a horn that would have sounded the alarm when the fuel overwhelmed a sump on the way to the bay. Announcing the proposed settlement with MUNI, EPA said the transit agency has made repairs and agreed to a new training program for workers. After a 30-day public comment period, the deal goes before a federal judge. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The government reported today factory orders were up 0.9% in September. It was the fifth month out of the past 6 factory sectors seen an uptick in orders. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.